Good morning, welcome to today's news, and today is 8th November 2021. Water supply hit due to increase in pollutants in Yamuna, Delhi government. Due to the increase in ammonia levels in the Yamuna near Wazir Bagh, water supply in the capital was hit on Sunday but was restored by evening, the Delhi government said. Delhi Jal Board VJC Chairman Raghav Chadha said water production was hit due to heavy sewage and industry discharge from Haryana and asked people to use water judiciously. Mr. Chandra said heavy sewage and industrial waste was discharged by Haryana during Diwali in the Yamuna, which increased ammonia levels, forcing water treatment plants to reduce operating capacity by 50%. However, by evening the situation was established and the plants are operating above 90% capacity. He said the level of ammonia in Yamuna increased to 3 ppm, affecting water production at Sonia Vihar, Bagiradi, Chandrawal, Ukla and Wazirabad treatment plants. The DJB water quality management team has increased the dosage of coagulants and disinfectants in the raw Yamuna water to control the increase in water pollution and to maintain water quality as per production norms, the Delhi government said. COVID-19 cases on the rise in Delhi city, 47 infections reported in 24 hours, active count stands at 365. Education Plus, and it's a portion from Education. Lockdowns and social distancing restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic have forced educational institutions to shift from traditional face-to-face learning more to online learning environments. Reports during the pandemic highlighted issues such as learning and productivity loss and emotional distress among students worldwide. The key question is, what can be done to enhance the IT-mediated learning effectiveness during the pandemic and beyond? Promoting IT mindfulness in one way to boost learning effectiveness. IT mindfulness is an IT-specific individual trait that can help users extract value from their IT use. It is noticeable when users focus on the present, pay attention to distinctive operational details and display interest to investigate new features, with the overall goal of getting better insights and improving their functioning. IT mindfulness is a dynamic and malleable trait that has four key dimensions: alertness to distinction, awareness of multiple perspectives, openness to novelty, and orientation in the present. Alertness to disinfection is capacity to recognize the differences between the capabilities of old and new features of an IT system. Awareness of multiple perspectives is the ability of users to observe different potential applications of feature sets that go beyond the intentions of the designers or managers. Openness to the novelty is the capability to go beyond the standard features such as voice and text in IT and experiment with less familiar features such as virtual reality and screen sharing to increase the productivity. Lastly, orientation in the present is the user's competence to stay focused on the present and understand that their system use needs to vary in response to different contexts. Order to tea and to fell trees frozen, Kerala. The Kerala government has frozen the order granting permission to Tamil Nadu to fell trees for strengthening the baby dam at Mullaperia. The order goes against the declared stand of the state government that a new dam should be constructed in the place of aging one. The new order freezing the permission should be sent to all those who were given the complaint of earlier given the copy of the earlier order allowing the axing of trees, Forest Minister A.K. Shashindran said here on Sunday. The order allowing Tamil Nadu to cut the trees had caught the state government off guard. It was reported after Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin expressed his gratitude to Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan for allowing one of the long-standing demands of Tamil Nadu that the Kerala government came to know about the permission. I understand that the Chief Minister, Kerala's Chief Minister, came to know about the issue when he received a thanksgiving note from Mr. Stalin, Mr. Sashindran told press persons in Kochi. To the best of my knowledge, neither the Chief Minister nor his office was in the know of things. The Chief Minister, who was briefed about the development, suggested that this issue should be handled carefully, Mr. Sashindran said. The controversy of the order is likely to resonate in the assembly on Monday. The opposition parties will be the anti against the government. The KPCC president, K. Sudhakaran, called for a judicial probe into the incident. Earlier in the day, Mr. Sashindran sought an explanation from the chief wildlife warden, Kerala, who had issued permission for tree felling. The official said he had only implemented the decision taken in a meeting convened by additional Chief Secretary T.K. Jose following an earlier direction from the Supreme Court. The matter should have been discussed with the state government given the nature of the issue involved, Mr. Sashindran said. The BJP's woes in West Bengal. 5 months can be long time in politics, as the case of West Bengal shows. Earlier this year, in the run-up to the assembly elections, the entire Bharatiya Janata Party leadership, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, campaigned across the state in the hope of forming the government. 5 months later, after facing a big loss during this poll, the BJP seems to have lost interest in the state. It has also faced humiliation losses in the by-polls of September and October, which have raised questions about the party's claims of being a strong opposition to Trinamool Congress in the state. In the by-poll held on October 30, the TMC made a clean sweep by winning all four seats, Dinhata, Sandipur, Kardaha and Kosaba. It wrested the Dinhata and Sandipur seat from the BJP, which had won these seats in May. The Trinamool Congress margin of victory have also been massive. It won the Dinhata assembly seat in the North Bengal by a margin of 1.64 lakh vote and Kosaba in South Bengal by 1.43 lakh vote. The BJP candidate lost deposits in the 3 of 4 seats as they failed to win 1/6 of the valid votes poll. The party managed to secure only 14.5% of the vote compared to 38% it received the assembly polls 5 months ago. In September, the BJP also lost the by-polls to 3 assembly seats, including Bhabanipur, from where Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee conducted and won. After 2 rounds of by-poll, the number of TMC MLAs in West Bengal Assembly has increased from 213 to 217 in a 294-member house. Not only has the Trinamool Congress won by polls to all 7 seats, but it has also managed to attract the leaders from the BJP. Defectors from BJP include former Union Minister Babul Supriyo and leaders such as Mukul Roy and Rajiv Banerjee. The TMC political dominance in Bengal can only be compared to the Left Front 34-year dominance, which ended in 2011. The by-poll saw a rejection of the BJP's brand of politics in West Bengal. Before the by-poll held on October 30, the BJP raked up the issue of the recent communal violence in Bangladesh and hoping that it would help the party reap electoral dividends. Attempts to polarize the electorate did not work for the BJP in the 2021 assembly polls and did not work for the party in the by-polls either. In a state with a minority population of 27.01%, the BJP will need to focus on a more constructive approach. The TMC government increased focus on cash transfer scheme, the last being Lakshmi Bandar, is working well for the party. Adding to the BJP's woes were the high prices of petrol, diesel and cooking gas, which the Trinamool Congress leadership never misses an opportunity to point out. In the run-up to the by-poll, the BJP leadership failed to organize a major political campaign in the state, despite the fact that the supporters of the party were at the receiving end of the post-poll violence. And the Calcutta High Court directed a probe by Central Agency. The BJP failed to galvanize its supporters on the issue. Moreover, inner party feuds are making matters worse. A few BJP veterans have blamed a section of the central leadership for the party humiliation in the assembly polls. In the next few months, hundreds of civic bodies, including the Kolkata Municipal Corporation, will go to the polls. The opposition has been demanding polls in these municipalities and municipal corporations for the past couple of years. Unless the BJP comes up with another agenda to counter the TMC's brand of politics, the regional party's sway over the political landscape of West Bengal will be continued unhindered. Fisherman killed in park firing of Gujarat. The body of the deceased fisherman Sridhar Ramesh Sharma was brought to Okhotsk port on Sunday, and an FIR has been registered by Porbandar Navy Bandar Police, which has jurisdiction across Gujarat over an incident that occurs beyond 12 nautical miles in the Arabian Sea. Sharma and six other crew, five from Gujarat and one from Maharashtra, had set off from OK on October 25. The Gujarat coast has been several incidents of fishermen caught by the PMSA for transgressing the international maritime boundary line. There are more than 350 fishermen from Gujarat currently in Pakistan jail after having been intercepted by the agency along the IMBL. Reacting to the incident, sources in the Ministry of External Affairs said, we have taken serious note of this incident. We are going to take up the issue diplomatically with Pakistan. The matter is under investigation and further details will be shared in due course. AY4.2 variant note of concern, INSA-COG. The frequency of the new variant, AY4.2 of COVID-19, is less than 0.1% of all variants of interest. Variants of concern, and is too low to be concerned at this time. The Indian SARS COVID-2 Genomic Consortium has said the INSA-COG's weekly bulletin said that vaccine effectiveness does not seem to be different for AY4.2 when compared with other Delta variants. There is currently no biological basis for increased transmissibility of AY4.2 as judged the epidemiologically and assays are in progress, it said. The Delta variant, which was first found in India in October 2020, led to the devastating second wave of the coronavirus pandemic in the country, which peaked in April and May 2021. Abu Dhabi gives note to non-Muslim civil marriage. Non-Muslims will be allowed to marry, divorce and just join child custody under civil law in Abu Dhabi, according to a new decree issued on Sunday by its ruler state news agency WAM said. It is the latest step in the United Arab Emirates, where personal status laws on marriage and divorce had been based on Islamic Sharia principles, as in other Gulf states. To maintain its competitive edge as a regional commercial hub, the decree from Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who is also president of UAE Federation of Seven Emirates, said the law covers civil marriage, divorce, alimony, joint child custody and proof of paternity and inheritance. It aims to enhance the position and global competitiveness of Emirates as one of the most attractive destination for talent and skills, WAM said. The UAE last year introduced a number of legal changes at the federal level, including discrimination, premarital sexual relations and on alcohol consumption, and cancelling provisions for leniency when dealing with so-called honor killings. These reforms have been seen as a way for the Gulf state to make itself more attractive for foreign investment, tourism and long-term residency. Kiwis beat Afghanistan, knockout India. New Zealand beat Afghanistan by 8 wickets in a Group 2 Super 12 game here on Sunday to progress on ICC T20 World Cup semi-final. As a result, India and Afghanistan failed to qualify further. Needing a modest 125 to win, Daryl Mitchell and Martin Guptill began with a flurry of fours before Mujib-ur-Rahman got Mitchell caught behind. Guptill with Kane Williamson took New Zealand to 45 for 126 overs. Rashid Khan castled Guptill in the ninth over for the 420 wicket, but with only 68 to get off 11. 1 overs and 8 wickets to spare, Williamson and then Convoy were content with the singles and the questionable fours. Convoy brought the question down to 34 from 36 balls with the 2 fours of Muhammad Nabid's last over. New Zealand eventually got over the line, riding on an unbeaten 68-run partnership between Convoy and Williamson. A break between IPL and World Cup would have helped. A day before, he is set to end a fruitful stint as India bowling coach. But there is an opinion a proper break after Indian Premier League may have helped India fare better in the ICC T20 World Cup. And that's all for today's news. Thank you.